Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, blessed Savior. Oh, blessed Savior. We come this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. We come rendering your name high above the earth. And we thank you for who you are and who you are to us. Thank you for the great gift of salvation. Thank you that we are saved. Thank you, Father God, that we are ready, amen, to be used in your kingdom for such a time as this. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and all the ministry partners. We thank you for our listening audience around the globe. And we thank you for another opportunity to hurdle the gospel of Jesus Christ. We honor you, we bless you, and we magnify your holy name. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over unto you that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Lord, and as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as the King and the Lord. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time listeners. Amen. We thank you for being here with us on today. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. And a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be stirred by the Holy Ghost. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we also have a lot of other activities going forward in our ministry. Please visit us at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And find out. Amen. And you are free to come in and join us at our prayer altar. Amen. Our Bible study classes. Amen. Glory be to God. And our praise parties and anything and everything else that we do. Amen. Because it's not about me and it's not about you, but it's about him. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We are still moving forward this month. Amen. In the law of obedience. Amen. Obedience has rewards. Amen. And God does bless obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to draw your attention to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 28 and verse number 1. And it reads like this. And it shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of the ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thy be when thou come in, and blessed shall thy be when you go out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou set thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou wilt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and the fruit of the body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy ground, and the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Amen, amen, and amen. What a blessed word, amen, of God, amen, for the blessed people of God, amen. And we thank God, hallelujah, for the word of God that will never, ever return unto God void. Amen, hallelujah, but will always, but will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen, amen, and amen, hallelujah. We want to pick up here, glory be to God, amen, where, amen, we left off on yesterday, amen, hallelujah, speaking, amen, about the blessings of obedience, amen, hallelujah, the joys of obedience, how God gets pleasure, amen, in the prosperity of his servants, glory be to God. Beloved, we see in the scriptures, amen, the unadulterated word of God, and how God, amen, speaks about his overflowing blessings. The blessing, beloved, is the empowerment to prosper, amen. Whenever you are blessed, amen, you have been empowered, you have been given the anointing, amen, hallelujah, the glory, amen, and it's just there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The blessing brings prosperity into your life. Glory be to God. It brings good things into your life. Hallelujah. Good favor into your life. Hallelujah. It is a gift. Hallelujah. We know we can be blessed even by the giving of words. Amen. Hallelujah. Here, beloved, we see God, amen, is, hallelujah, promising. A promise is a promise with the Lord. He does not break his promises. Amen. Hallelujah. And here he is talking about divine favor, amen, to be bestowed upon, amen, the righteous. Now, we see here in the word, beloved, starting in the very, very first verse, amen, where God is indicating that his blessing, amen, will overtake his children. Oh, that word is overtake. Amen. I want you, amen, amen, to hold on to that word, meditate on that word, overtake today. Amen. Beloved, to overtake means to catch up with someone. Ah, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Thank God for the overtaking. Thank God for the overtaking blessing. Hallelujah. But, beloved, we also see, amen, that it is conditional, conditional, conditional. Amen. This is a conditional promise here. The Lord is saying that all of these blessings will come on you. All of these blessings will overtake you if. Somebody say if. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, that this here is a condition. The Lord is saying that there's a condition that must be met in order to receive divine blessings. Ah, it just don't happen anyhow. Oh, no, not just anyhow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God said, if you do this, hallelujah, glory be to God there. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to do that. Glory be to God. Not only am I going to send the blessings, but it's going to overtake you. It's going to catch up with you. It's going to run you down. The blessings are going to run you over. He anoints our head with oil until our cup of, amen, runs over. Glory be to God. Somebody thank God for the blessings on today. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen. Hallelujah. We see here that God is speaking about divine blessings that's going to overtake those who are obedient. So you can't say they're going to overtake, amen, every child of God. They're not going to overtake every child of God. They're not going to overtake every Christian. They're not going to overtake everyone that go to church. They're not going to overtake, no, everyone that call on the name of Jesus. He said they're going to overtake the obedient. Somebody say obedience. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, while we may not always, amen, be aware of God's blessings, we can be sure that his blessings will overtake us when we obey him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we are obedient, his blessings will overtake us. Hallelujah. We will see our need, beloved, to depend on the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. To obey. The Holy Spirit will help us. The Holy Spirit will lead us. The Holy Spirit will guide us. The Holy Spirit will give us that unction, the inner strength, the power, amen, to do what we need to do, because without Christ, we can't do nothing anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy. Amen. When we are obedient to the Lord, we are holy. We are holy in all of our behavior. For we know, beloved, it is written, amen, that ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Beloved, he tells us in verse number 2 of our scriptures on today, hallelujah, that all these blessings will come upon you and they will overtake you. Somebody say the overtaking blessing. Are you ready, amen, for the overtaking of blessings? Hallelujah. My God. It's one thing, amen, to just show up. It's another thing, taking over. Glory be to God. Verse number 3, amen, he tells us, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be in the country. Amen. What is the Lord saying here? He's talking about an omnipresent blessing. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Omnipresent, beloved. We know that the Lord is omnipresent. The word omnipresent means that God is everywhere simultaneously. Hallelujah. And this is the promise that the Lord is giving us right here. Glory be to God, that everywhere you go, you're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. In the city, in the field, in the supermarket, in the doctor's office, in the business office, in the courtroom. Ah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Everywhere you go, you're going to be blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It don't make a difference. Hallelujah. In the church house. Hallelujah. In any house, in your neighbor's house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In your car, in somebody else's car. Hallelujah. God is saying, hallelujah, you're blessed. Every place your feet step, every place you walk, amen. People are going to want you to show up because they know if you there, glory be to God, it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be a difference. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because you brought the blessing when you came. Hallelujah. God, beloved, let me say something. Hallelujah. God, in this scripture here, he is not promising, hallelujah, wealth. Hallelujah. All of God's children are not going to be millionaires. Let's just get that part straight. Everybody's not going to be a millionaire. Everybody's not going to be a billionaire. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But beloved, he has promised us all blessings in the spirit. Hallelujah. And spiritual blessings. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. It's more substantial than any other blessings. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen, that he has lifted us up far above all. Glory be to God. Blessed. 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 See, our blessings is more than just money. Come on now. How when you got peace, you're blessed. When you got health, you're blessed. When your family is well, it's blessed. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That's when your bills is paid, that's a blessing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessings on blessings on blessings. This is what the Lord promised us. Amen. Hallelujah. Everywhere we live. Don't make a difference if you're living in Pennsylvania, New York, California, or Georgia. And glory be to God. China, Brazil, or Africa. Glory be to God. Don't make a difference where you relocate. God said, I'm relocating with you. Because every place you go, you're blessed. You can't escape my blessings. You can't duck and dodge my blessings. There's no way around my blessings. You can't hide from my blessings. My blessings are going to seek you out and find you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. He goes on in the fourth verse, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It says, blessed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Look, God said even your children going to be blessed. Ah, my God, my God. Your children blessed. Your grandchildren blessed. Your family blessed. Your inheritance blessed. Everybody that know you blessed. Glory. Everything that came out of you blessed. He said the fruit of your womb is blessed. Hallelujah. Glory. Why? Because you're in a state of prosperity. You're in a state of abundance. Glory be to God. And you're blooming, baby, like it's springtime now. And we see the flowers blooming. Glory be to God. God says, yeah, that's your life. Yeah, blooming. Glory, coloring. Amen. Beautiful colors. Amen. Healthy and wealthy. And everything around you and attached to you. And especially everything that came out of you. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. Blessed by association. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Everything you touch is blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed. And beloved, but especially back, hallelujah, in the time that when the scriptures were first written, large families, there was a blessing. Nowadays, people are trying to shun large families, trying to talk people out of having all them babies. Amen. But large families was a blessing. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to God. God said you're blessed. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank God for that praying mama. Somebody say you're blessed. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The thing is, we thank God for our obedient parents. Amen. But God trying to make us obedient. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then he goes on, amen, in verse number 6, amen, hallelujah. And he says here, glory be to God, he says, blessed shall thou be when you come in, and blessed will you be when you go out. My God, it don't get no better than that. Hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Come home, you're blessed. You go out, you're blessed. You run around the corner, you're blessed. You go on a long-distance trip, you're blessed. You go on a short-distance trip, my God, you can't hide from the blessing. All right, the blessing say, I ain't going to let you go. Glory be to God, hallelujah. You're blessed, you're blessed, you're blessed, you're blessed. You are blessed, hallelujah. You say you're in and out, in and out. Hallelujah. Some people think they got to go out to get a blessing. Let me go out today. I got to hit the clock. I got to do this. I got to go get this money. I got to do this. God said you're blessed if you stay in and you're blessed if you go. You ain't even got to go out. You can stay in today. Glory be to God. And still be blessed. Ah, my God, my God. Somebody say I can't hide. Hallelujah from the blessing. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Lord is going to guard me going in and coming out from this time forth and forevermore. Psalms 121 and 8, amen, backs it up. Glory be to God. Then he tells us in Isaiah 37, 28, he says, but I know you're sitting down and you're going out and you're coming in. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Somebody say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. I don't deserve it, but yes, I am blessed. Hallelujah. Then he goes on in verse number 7. It says, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way, but will flee seven ways. Beloved, hallelujah. I want you to read that again. I want you to read that. I want you to meditate on that one today. Hallelujah. God, the Lord says here, the Lord will cause. Ah, He didn't say you're Smith and Wesson. Come on. He didn't say your lawyer. Come on. He didn't say the gates around your house. He didn't say your security alarm system. He didn't say the police. Amen. Or, amen, the mayor of your city. Amen. God said, I will cause. Come on, come on, come on, come on, somebody. Like he told Moses and reiterated, amen, and he had to keep reminding Moses as he was preparing Moses to go before Pharaoh. He said, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. When you read in that sixth chapter of Exodus, God repeated it about 10 times, I am the Lord. He said, I want you to go because I want Pharaoh to know that I am the Lord. I want you to go because I want the children of Israel to know that I am the Lord. Moses, you've got to be convinced yourself that I am the Lord. God is talking to you, my brothers and sisters, and letting you know that I am the Lord. God said, I'll be a friend to your friend and an enemy to your enemies. Glory be, you ain't got to worry about somebody coming up against you. Because God said, they come up against you, they done come up against me. Glory be to God. He said, I'm going to cause your enemies to flee. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Do not miss this one, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. God said, I got you. Oh, I got you. I got you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. God said, vengeance is mine. I shall repay. Oh, you think you a good parent? Some of us, amen, somebody better not say something to our children. They better not even look at our children wrong. You better not touch them. Glory be to God. Huh? We know some stories of what some parents have done, amen, to protect their children. Well, if you, amen, get nitty and gritty like that over your child, God said, I can show you one better. Oh, glory. If you think you love your child, you ready to, amen, go to fight. You ready to grease up your face and put your hair in a ponytail to take somebody out because they done messed with your babies. God said, well, watch and see what I'll do with mine. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Especially my obedient ones. Huh? Oh, glory be to God. Huh? Beloved, amen. When the Lord talks about the enemies, amen, hallelujah. And also our enemies, hallelujah, in this current time, hallelujah, today, amen, are the enemies of the world. The Bible talks about it, amen, in the book of 1 John, amen. It talks about the flesh, amen, hallelujah. It talks about, amen, the devil, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, waging against our soul, glory be to God, hallelujah. We ain't got to worry about a thing, huh? If we are obedient in our general lifestyle. Now, beloved, when the Bible talks about, amen, us being obedient to him, he's not talking about perfection, huh? But he's talking about direction. Huh? Ah, my God, when you go the way I tell you to go, huh? When you lean the way I tell you to lean, when you step the way I tell you to step, he's talking about direction and not perfection. God will enable us, hallelujah, glory be to God, to do what he's calling us to do. But we must remember that even then, beloved, it is not let go and let God. And we hear people say it all the time because it sounds good. Amen. Let go and let God, my sister. Let go and let God, my brother. No, it's not let go and let God. Hallelujah. But it's let God and let go. Come on, turn that thing around in the right direction today. Turn around and tell your neighbor, let God and let go. Where you go, amen, hallelujah, the way he is leading you. Beloved, he will enable us with the desire, and he will also enable us with the power. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But guess what? We still got to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Ah, come on, come on, come on, somebody. Well, I gave my life to Christ. Yeah, okay, well, keep on reading Philippians 2 and 12. Work it out. You got to work out your salvation. And he said with fear and trembling. Somebody say obedience is the way.
But obedience is the way. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. And theology, amen, they teach, amen, the paradoxical principle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that paradoxical principle, one of them that they teach us, amen, is 100% dependency, amen, on the Lord, and 100% responsibility, hallelujah, that falls on you. Oh, my God, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Then he goes on, beloved, amen, hallelujah. He tells us, amen, hallelujah, that he's going to fight against our enemies for us. We ain't got to worry about that. Let them threat. Let them try to intimidate you, whatever. Hallelujah. Shame on you. Just turn around and tell them shame on you. Verse number 28 says this: the Lord will command a blessing upon you in your barns and in all that you put your hand to. What can you touch today? Somebody needs to touch something right now. If somebody need to go in your wallet right now and pull out them ones, fives, tens, whatever you got left. Somebody needs to touch it. Somebody needs to touch your body. Somebody needs to come on and touch them bills sitting up on the table. Need to touch that doctor's report. Need to touch that court order. Somebody needs to touch something today, because God said whatever you touch going to turn to prophetic gold. Whatever you touch going to be blessed. Glory be to God. Stop running from the issue and start touching the issue in Jesus' name. My God. He said, I'm going to bless you in the land that I have placed you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You don't have to be dependent on no food stamps. Glory be to God. You don't have to be dependent on the welfare system and the county system. God said, I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than that. Glory be to God. You're trusting in the system, amen. It's about to go bankrupt, amen, in a couple days unless I step in. No, you got to think higher than that. Glory, come on, somebody. I will look up to the hills from which cometh my help, not to the White House, amen, or the budget, amen, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Whoa, my God, my God. God said, I'm going to fill it up. I'm going to fill it up. I'm going to fill your barns up. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. And the land that I gave you. You're working too hard. Some of you working too hard. You're working too hard. It don't require all that. You're putting too much physical effort in. You're putting too much mental effort in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You need to back up and put a more faith effort in. If you put a little bit more faith effort and obedience effort, you won't have to sweat so hard. Your blood pressure high. Glory be to God. All your vitals high. Glory by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That nothing has popped inside of you as of yet because of the stress that you're under. Why? Because you're working it. You trying to figure it out. And God said, I'm trying to give it to you. Now, which one you want? Glory. You want what I'm going to give you, or you want what you think you can get for yourself? Ah, oh, my God. Come on, somebody, somebody. Oh, somebody. Verse number 9 says, the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you. Come, look at the word, beloved. Take the word for what the word says. He said, if. Come on now. Come on. We got to move on the doctrine of the if it's. If it's to be, it's up to me. Somebody needs to turn around and tell your neighbor this morning, if it's to be, it's up to me. You can have this or you can have that. Glory be to God. But you got to decide what you want. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. He says here, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Hallelujah. Which way are you walking today, beloved? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Which way are you walking, beloved? There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Which way are you walking, beloved? A faithful woman shall abound in blessing. Which way are you walking? Hallelujah. Glory to you. You can't just be walking anywhere. You got to be walking in the right way. You got to be walking in God's way. You got to be walking in truth. You got to be walking in faith. You got to be walking in obedience. You got to be walking in humility. Come on, somebody. Amen. God, hallelujah. Jesus, the good news is as we submit ourselves to the process, he takes over. So it's not even difficult. God is just looking for a willing heart. Will you tell the Lord yes on today? Hallelujah. And he tells us in verse 10, so all the people of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you. There's some people, hallelujah, that's walking this earth, and folks act like they're afraid of them. We have a couple ex-presidents, and people act like they're scared. I don't know what's going on. Amen. If it was Obama, amen, doing, amen, everything that this other ex-president done did, amen, they would have had him under the jailhouse by now. Amen. But they act like they're so afraid, amen, of this ex-president. Well, let me tell you something. That's in the natural, and that's all fading away right now. But let me tell you something. God will place that anointing on you, amen, when then demons will be afraid of you. They will back up from you. Glory, they ain't playing with you. Glory be to God. Because they know if they playing with you, they playing with God. Ah, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God said, this is me. Hallelujah. This is my blessing on you, my anointing on you, my glory on you. Hallelujah. Then he tells us in verse number 11, glory be to God, the Lord will make you abound in prosperity. He didn't say abound in sickness. He didn't say abound in poverty. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. The abounding. You abound, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You remember them rubber balls we used to hit? Amen. We take the rubber balls and we hit the cement and they come back. Amen. And then we hit it again and they come back higher. And you hit it again and they come. Every time you hit the ball, it come back higher. Well, that's the abounding. That's the abounding blessing. Every time it come back higher. It comes back greater. Abraham, amen, grew exceedingly rich. Matter of fact, Abraham wasn't the only one. Do your research, beloved. You find all of God's disciples, all of God's people, all of God's prophets had something. Oh, even Jesus himself. Huh? Don't no poor man walk around with a treasurer. You don't need nobody to hold $20. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? If somebody was stealing out the bag and you didn't have a $20 in there, you would know they were stealing. Huh? But if you got a whole bunch of something in there, it's going to take a while to find out they've been stealing. My God, my God, my God, my God. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. If you're looking for that abundant life, that abounding blessing, amen, there's some requirements that got to be made, and it's not that he just gives us two. Hallelujah. Faith and obedience. Ah, come on now. Come on. He just gives us two, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then he promises to bless the fruit of our womb, the offspring. Amen. Our children are blessed. You can command the devil to take his hands off your babies because they don't belong to you. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They're your offspring. They came up out of your womb. Even if they didn't come out of your womb, maybe they're your spiritual babies. Amen. Maybe they're your God babies. You still claim them as yours. Amen. Hallelujah. God said they blessed because you blessed. Woo! My God. Look at the trickling effect. Amen. Glory be to God. Look at the collateral blessing. Amen. Not just for one generation. Amen. But we're talking about a generation. We're talking about removing the generational curse and replacing it with a generational blessing. Somebody got to turn this thing around. You got to stop waiting on mama and daddy. You got to stop waiting on sister. Somebody got to turn this thing around. I'll go. God, I say yes. I say yes. Holly, if you can use anybody, Lord, will you use me? Hallelujah. The Lord said he will open for you his good storehouse. Somebody, look, I ain't making up nothing today. I want you to go to verse 12, and I want you to underline it. You meditate on it for breakfast this morning while you're sipping on your coffee and your tea. The Lord says that he's going to open for you his good storehouse. Come on now, some storehouses, come on, you got spider webs up in there, you got termites, amen, it's stinking up in there, amen, glory be to God, you got to come with the Lysol, and you got to come with the bleach, and the pie and all, and you got to come with all that, amen, to get things fresh. Come on now, he ain't talking about nothing rotten and stale dated. He said, my good storehouse, come on, come on, come on, hallelujah, the heavens to give rain to the land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand, all the work of your hand. Ah, I tell you, faith works if you work it, beloved. And ye shall lend to many nations and not borrow. What is God saying? God said, amen, hallelujah, I'm going to get you out of debt. Ah, my God, can anybody believe God for debt cancellation? Anybody got enough faith, amen, to get a brand new house with no mortgage? Ah, hallelujah, brand new builder, brand new business with no money. Come on, come on out. Come on, Pastor. You believe what you believe. We going to believe what the word says. Ah, come on now. God says, I'm going to open this thing. Why? Because you under an open heaven. Ah, so everything open. Ah, come on, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when you're under an open heaven, amen, and the rain comes down, everything gets drenched. Ah, God's not missing that, nothing. Come on now. He said to bless all that you do, to bless all your land. I'm going to give you the rain. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why? Because we know the fruit needs the rain to produce the trees of the field, to bear the fruit. You need the rain. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to send out the latter rain. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the rich rules over the poor and the borrower becomes the lender's slave. Aren't you tired of being a slave? Aren't you tired, amen, of looking at the interest they charging you on them credit card bills? Don't it make you sick? Don't it make you sick when them bills come in, amen? Got people calling you, glory be to God, looking at that student loan debt, looking at that. Aren't you tired of it? God said, I'll reverse it. I will reverse it. This is what I do. But you got to believe me for it. You got to believe me for it. It ain't going to happen just anyhow. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whoa, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Then he tells us in verse number 13, amen, hallelujah, as we wrap up on this morning, hallelujah, glory be to God. He says here, hallelujah, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. If, somebody say if, come on now, come on, the doctrine of if you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do, God said, you're going to be the head. You're going to be in charge. Ah, my God, you're going to be the chief of all nations. You're not going to be subservient to nobody. Ah, because you're the head. You got it like that. Oh, baby, let me tell you something. When you the head, people give you a different respect. They give you a different respect. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. But this, again, emphasizes the importance that Israel understand that their blessings are based on their obedience. Ah, you're the head. Oh, my God. There's something about the top. Baby, it's something about the top. Hallelujah. Everybody want to be on top, but don't nobody want to do what it's required to be on top. So people are scratching, amen, going to be selling people out, stepping up on people, amen, hallelujah, doing whatever, selling their mama, selling their baby, selling whatever, selling their souls, amen, whatever, that they just want to be on top. It's a natural tendency to be on top. Everybody want to be on top. Everybody want to be associated with people on top. But why are you working so hard? And God said, I'll take you there. Oh, my God, my God. Why you losing sleep, amen? Why you under so much stress and pressure to get to the top? And God said, I'll take you there. I'm going to show you the way, because I am the way. Somebody say, Jesus is the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I'm going to take you there. I'll take you there. Come on, somebody. But it's going to take something on your part. I'm not taking no disobedient children. I ain't taking you there to embarrass me. Oh, no, I ain't going to do it. And he said, when I take you there, you there. You ain't got to worry about coming down. Come on, somebody. Hey, my God, my God, my God. Hell, in the last verse we want to look at today, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to pick up here, amen, because we got to continue in this chapter, amen, because we're going to tell you the full story. Amen. But today, amen, let's look at verse number 14. And he says this. Hallelujah. He says, and do not, hallelujah, first, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left. So you can't go right and you can't go left. You're not going to make a move till you hear from God. Ha, 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 ha. To go after other gods and to serve them. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, and do not turn. Do not turn. Do not turn. See, the problem, the challenge is, beloved, people are turning in the wrong direction. We know some people are still hooked on the sitcom As the World, not sitcom, whatever they call it, As the World Turns, amen, whatever they call those stories, huh? But we're turning in the wrong direction. Second Chronicles 7 says, if my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn. But we're turning in the wrong direction. We're turning towards the world. We're turning towards the flesh. Come on now. God said, no, you got to turn in my direction. This is what, when Moses saw the burning bush that was not consumed, Moses turned, but Moses turned in the right direction. The question is, what direction are you going? You've got to walk with God. Beloved, the Bible tells us that we would acknowledge him in all of our ways, that he would direct our path. A lot of times we want to talk to God afterwards, after we messed up, after we made the wrong decision. Oh, let me pray about it. You mean to tell me you didn't pray about it before you got started? You didn't pray about it before you went to the appointment? You going to wait till afterwards to pray? You going to pray about it after you don't spend all your money? Come on, saints. Come on, if you had just given him the respect and the honor and the dignity that belongs to him by acknowledging him first, he would have led you, amen, in a safe place. Woo, my God, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah. Do not turn aside from any of the words which I command you today to the left or to the right to go after other gods. Beloved, anything that we put before God with the big G, hallelujah, is a sin. Now, everything is a God with a small g. Your children are gods. You are God. Amen. God ain't got no problem with the little g's. He ain't got no problem. But when you try to make the little g the big G, you in trouble. You in real trouble. See, because not only do you fall into the curses that come to the disobedience that we'll be picking up later on this week, we done shared with you the blessings, amen, of the obedience. We got to show you, and we got to balance this thing off and show you the curses of the disobedience. Glory be to God. Not only that, beloved, hallelujah, but anything you, amen, put before God, you're going to lose. Why you say that, Pastor? Because God is jealous. You thought you were jealous? Oh, yeah. God don't play that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. We see here, and I encourage you today and your time. Amen. Those of you that are going to be fasting with us on tomorrow. Amen. You don't have to wait until tomorrow. Amen. I want to encourage you today to pull out your Bibles. Amen. Your phones or whatever, however you study in the Bible, it's nothing like the good old-fashioned Bible to me. I need the book. Amen. I use my phone as an emergency, but I want the book. I want you to meditate on Deuteronomy chapter number 28, verse 114, and I want you to focus on all these blessings because these blessings belong to you. Just put your name in. Slide your name in. Amen. These are your blessings. Glory be to God. We see here where God has given us, amen, the blessings of prominence over other nations, successful cities, amen, the blessings over our children, our food, our businesses, amen, glory, our jobs, amen, protection and power against the enemy, a bountiful harvest of food, glory be to God, you're not running, amen, to the store every day. Hallelujah. You got deep freezer. You got food in the deep freezer. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And set apart as his holy people feared by other nations, feared by the devil. God has promised us prosperity regarding our family, food, amen, and everything we set our hands to. He has promised us appropriate rain and favorable blessings upon our work, including freedom from debt. Debt is a form of slavery and poverty. Glory be to God. He said, owe no man nothing but the debt of love. God wants you debt free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One businessman, amen, I met, amen, a little while ago, him and his wife, amen, he said, amen, God has blessed them so much over the years. He said what they do with their income, they give away 90% and they live on the 10th. And they live in large on 10%. Now, you know that's a lot of money. Woo! God will bless you like that. Ah, come on, somebody. Ah, leadership among other people and nations. This is God's will for you. Do you want it? Do you want it, beloved? When the Lord sends a blessing, you're not able to duck and dodge it. The blessing will overtake you. The question this morning is, do you want the blessing? Then if you say yes, and I know you're going to say yes, who wouldn't say yes? So let me ask you another question. How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough, amen, glory be to God, to deny your flesh, amen, hallelujah, and tell the Lord yes? We always think God wants to throw us under the bus. We always think if we say yes to the Lord is going to, amen, do some evil, amen, and send us to some secluded place, amen, in the back of the jungle and all. He might send you to the back of the jungle. Let me tell you something. Wherever God send you, whatever God do, it's going to be in your best interest. And God is not trying to take nothing away from you. He's trying to bring something to you. But there's a requirement, your faith and your obedience. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and to obey. Amen. Later on this week, we want to come up here and we want to pick up, amen, where we are leaving off here so we can give you the whole story. Amen. So you can choose. You can choose. Hallelujah. You can have it. You can have it. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. Blessings and curses in the power of your tongue. Hallelujah. It's up to you if you want to be obedient. If you want to live a disobedient life, go ahead and knock yourself out. Knock yourself out. The choice is yours and the consequences belong to God. The beautiful thing about it, God already told us straight up what it's going to be. He already told us straight up what we're going to have. And you know what? Sometimes we get jealous and envious when we see God blessing other people. Amen. Glory be to God, not realizing that we can have the same thing they got and more. Because God is not partial. And whatever God did for one, he'll do for another. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Whatever God did for that person, he'll do for you. Will you tell the Lord yes on today? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Woo! My God. God, we are fully persuaded. And we pray for those who aren't, that they will become fully persuaded that you meant every word in your book, Father God, is concrete, cannot be void, cannot be denied, cannot be erased. Father God, you said you will give, you will give, you will, as your people give of themselves, presenting their bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service, no longer conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we might prove the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God, Father God. As we give ourselves to you, Father God, you give us everything. You give us what we ask for, what we seek for, what we knock for, and some things, Father God, we didn't even know was coming because it overtook us. It found us. Woo, more than enough. Blessed to be a blessing. Father God, this is the type of lifestyle you want all of your children to live. Nobody excluded. Father God, help us to come into agreement with heaven's will on this day. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Let us pray. 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 Beloved, let me say this. Let me say this. Let me say this. Let me say this. Stop praying for faith. That's not how you're not going to get it. That's not how God gives faith. You can't pray for faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You can pray all you want. Hallelujah. But if your spirit is not hearing, amen, what the spirit is singing, hallelujah, then faith doesn't come. We're going to be teaching on faith. Matter of fact, that might be our theme for next month. We'll see. We'll see. I'm feeling something here. I think we might move on, amen, to faith. Amen. So we can find out what faith really is. So we can be blessed by it. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And some of us are waiting for the blessing, but we are not in faith. Because we really don't know what faith is. Glory be to God. But we're going to find out. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go out today, we bless if we go out. We bless if we don't go out. You already confirmed that today. So now it's just a matter of where do you want us? And what do you have us to do? And we say thank you that we will not be in the right place at the wrong time. We say thank you. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you for canceling every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, malfunction, premature death, fires, gas explosions, voodoo, witchcraft, sorcery, slip and fall, accidents, everything. Everything. No bad news, Father, because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. And nobody can curse who you have blessed. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. God said, if I send the blessing, can't nobody curse you. And they can throw all that goop and dust all night long. Hey, my God, my God. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Ah, thank you, God. And we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Are you ready to be overtaken today? Overtaken with the blessing. It's not up to God, beloved. It's up to you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a good day, a marvelous day, a wonderful day. Hallelujah. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ, his Lord. Amen. Tomorrow is going to be our testimony day. Amen. We're going to have a few people come, about two or three people come and share some testimonies with us tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines. Amen. Lord's willing. Lord's willing. Amen. Hallelujah. So come on and let us rejoice with those who do rejoice in Jesus' name. We're going to see what the law of obedience has brought in their life. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way when our backs were
against the wall, and it looked a different way.
Lord, you made
a way,
and we're standing here.
impossible.